From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The battle over U.S. health care has begun. U.S. President Barack Obama visited Capitol Hill Wednesday to rally Democratic lawmakers to protect his landmark health care legislation. Vice President-elect Mike Pence was there, too, to talk with Republicans about their agenda, including repeal of the program frequently referred to as Obamacare. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Obama met with Democratic leaders from both houses of Congress and reportedly advised them on ways to protect the Affordable Health Care Act. Pence, meanwhile, met with congressional Republicans discussing their agenda, which includes infrastructure improvements, tax reform, and fighting terrorism.
But the first order of business is to repeal and replace Obamacare. And that was our message today, and it'll be our message on Capitol Hill. And it needs to be done.
President-elect Donald Trump has called Obamacare a lousy program that costs far too much and, without specifics, has made it clear he wants to replace it. A focus on the contrasting policy positions of Obama and Trump will likely be on display next week when the president gives his farewell address, followed the next day by Trump's first major news conference since being elected. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Russia and Turkey, which support opposing sides in the conflict, brokered the nationwide halt in fighting last week, building on their efforts to arrange the peace negotiations to be held in Astana, Kazakhstan. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told the state-run Anadolu news agency Wednesday, if we cannot stop the increasing violations, the Astana process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanese-based Hezbollah. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister has called for a pardon for a soldier convicted of manslaughter in the shooting death of a badly wounded Palestinian assailant. With his comment, Benjamin Netanyahu has plunged into a raging political debate that has divided his country, putting himself at odds with the military. The prime minister made the remarks just hours after Sergeant Elor Azaria was convicted on Wednesday. He faces a maximum sentence of 20 years. Azaria's defense team has already said it will appeal. On his Facebook page, Netanyahu wrote, "I support giving Elor Azaria a pardon." He also urged the public to support the army and its commanders. The country's president, Reuven Rivlin, had authority to issue pardons, but said he'll wait for the legal process to run its course before making his decision. Antonio Guterres, the United Nations' new Secretary General, says the world is facing very challenging times that will only be navigated through international cooperation. Guterres expressed his views in brief remarks at the UN to staffers at the World Body's headquarters in New York, his first since beginning his five-year term on Sunday. The former UN Refugee Agency chief also acknowledged the organization's shortcomings and urged collective engagement to reform the 72-year-old institution.
There's a lot of skepticism about the role the UN can play. And so I think it's very important for us to be proud of what we do as UN, to recognize our achievements. And at the same time, we need to make sure that we are able to reform the UN development system as member states have asked us.
Many UN observers are concerned that incoming U.S. President Donald Trump, who has openly disdained international bodies such as the United Nations and NATO, could drastically cut funding to the organization at a time when it is overwhelmed with crises. A New York City train derailed at a downtown Brooklyn terminal during Wednesday morning's rush hour, injuring more than 100 commuters in the metropolitan area's second major rail accident since late September. Emergency crews swarmed the Atlantic terminal after the Long Island Railroad train went off the tracks inside the busy transportation hub at about 8:30 this morning local time. While none of the injuries was life-threatening, Deputy Assistant Chief Dan Donahue said at a briefing at the crash site that at least 11 people were hospitalized. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said at the briefing that the train arriving from the Queens neighborhood of Far Rockaway failed to stop on time. Traveling at a fairly low speed, it derailed after striking a stumbling block, which prevents railway vehicles from going past the end of a physical section of track. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.